Joined by Valero Allen Bowl Chairman Mike Yantis Jr., Valero Allen Bowl President and CEO Derek Fox, Gary Simmons, Valero Senior Vice President of Marketing Supply, and then our two head coaches, Mark Helfrich from the University of Oregon and Gary Patterson from TCU. Joining me in conference calls, media members of the two teams, covering the two teams, if you are on the call and would like to ask a question, please hit star one now. For those on social media, we are taking questions via hashtag Alamo Bowl. We'll begin with our chairman.
Thank you. Thank you all for joining us today here for the Covenant Golf Classic. We're pleased to have some very distinguished guests with us here today, Mark Helfrich from the University of Oregon and Gary Patterson from TCU. On behalf of the Valero Alamo Bowl, I'd like to welcome Coach Helfrich and Coach Patterson to San Antonio. We are excited that the 2016 Valero Alamo Bowl will feature what many are calling one of the best bowl matchups of the year. 2 years ago, with the help of our great title sponsor, Valero, we approved our team selection rights and started matching up the top teams from the Pac-12 and Big 12 conferences after the college football playoffs. Year number one of this six-year partnership delivered the Alamo Bowl our first top 15 matchup, and it happened again in our second year with number 15 Oregon and number 11 TCU. With us this morning is Gary Simmons, Valero Senior Vice President, Marketing and Supply. Please join me in applauding Gary and Valero for their partnership and helping us bring such outstanding teams to San Antonio.
Well, thanks, Mike. It's our pleasure. You know, Valero is proud to continue as the title sponsor of the Valero Alamo Bowl and thrilled to be part of another great matchup between two top 15 teams. The partnership between Valero and the Alamo Bowl provides support for higher education and tourism while delivering a strong economic impact to the city of San Antonio. Alongside all the excitement that happens inside the Alamo Dome on game day, it's equally rewarding to see the city come to life during Bowl Week. We want to thank everyone who contributes to the success of the Valero Alamo Bowl each year, our city, these two top-notch teams, and most importantly, the fans who come by the thousands to cheer them on. Now I'll hand it to Derek to introduce the coaches.
Great. Thank you again, Gary, for your support and for Valero's support to help us grow this game to become the top bowl outside the CFP, and as some of were talking about, maybe even better than some of the CFP games this year. So, Gary, thank you very much for Valero's support. The 2016 Valero Alamo Bowl features two outstanding universities who both have tremendous football coaches and programs. I'd now like to introduce to you Coach Helfrich. This is Coach Helfrich's third season as the head coach, and he boasts a 33-7 record at the helm, including a 2013 Valero Alamo Bowl win. Following that victory, the Ducks put together a 13-2 season and represented the Pac-12 in the inaugural College Football Playoff National Championship. Coach Helfrich, on behalf of the Valero Alamo Bowl, we're ecstatic to bring you back to San Antonio and look forward to another great game. And with that, I'll turn it over to you for some opening statements.
Well, thank you, Derek. And yeah, just on behalf of President Schill, the University of Oregon, and we're well represented here today with kind of our advanced team. But thank you to Mike and to Gary. The only negative about coming here is you play against a really, really good football team. But have a ton of respect for Coach Patterson, known him for a long time, and just have the highest regard for what he's been able to do. We are 1-0 against Hall of Fame coaches in the Alamo Bowl. We're going to try like heck to make that 2-0. But I can't say enough about what they've done. I think we had very similar seasons this year in terms of some untimely injuries and that kind of thing. But two extremely talented teams, and that are very excited to be in San Antonio. And our family and our program, our players are very excited to be back. So thank you.
Great. Thank you, Coach Helfrich. And now let's talk Horned Frogs with Coach Patterson. Coach Patterson is 18th year as TCU head coach. TCU has won five of his last seven games against ranked teams, with Coach Patterson improving to a 20-17 overall record against ranked opponents. Last year, Coach Patterson led the Horned Frogs to a 12-1 record, including their 42-3 win in the Peach Bowl over Ole Miss. Coach Patterson, on behalf of the Valero Alamo Bowl, we're excited to have your Horned Frogs in town. Welcome, and I'll turn it over to you for some opening
statements. Well, thanks. Yes, and then also in behalf of our chancellor, Victor Beauchening, and all TCU fans, as you saw how the tickets went and the boxes, TCU people are very excited to be here in San Antonio. This will be our first time to be here, but to play against such a great opponent. Obviously, watched Oregon from afar, and Coach and I have come back a long ways as far as our roots, as far as people that we know through our years of coaching. So to play a team, and like Coach Helfrich said, really probably come down the same path this year of injuries and then getting injuries probably on the other end where they're getting a little healthier. And, you know, we've kind of got banged up at the end. But our team really fought at the end, you know, lose a two-point conversion to an Oklahoma, win a double overtime against Baylor. So, we've grown up quite a bit, played 30 freshmen during the season as we went along. But really, it's been a great team to play with. They've really fought. You know, we've had our last moment wins against Texas Tech and against Kansas State. And so to come down here and play a part of such a great bowl game, play an unbelievable football team in Oregon, I think is a jump start one way or the other. I think you find with a young football team that you'll either grow up and they find out what they have to do next year to be able to play and also have an opportunity possibly to win a ball game so that on a national stage people understand, because everybody understands the kind of program Oregon has playing in the playoffs a year ago. So we feel like it's a special time.
Great. Thank you, Coach Patterson. Now I'll open it up for questions.
Well, actually, we'll start with one from social media from the hashtag Alamo Bowl. This is for Coach Helfrich. You have the Pac-12 leader in rushing and touchdowns, a guy that's the only in FBS to do 100-plus yards from scrimmage every game this year. Can you talk to us about Royce Freeman and what he's done this year?
Well, Royce is a top-notch guy, first of all, just a great person, comes from a great family out in the Inland Empire, California, and he's a guy that I think was very overshadowed, unfortunately, with kind of some early losses, was out of any talk for, individual awards and accolades. I know that doesn't mean a ton to him, but it's unfortunate for him. But working into being a complete back, can run, can catch, is a good protector, good route runner. But more than anything, is a great practice player. And he comes from a long line of LaMichael James from Texarkana, Texas, a great practice player as a tailback, and that's hard. Those guys take a beating, and for him to come back every single play in practice and work his tail off is a huge testament to the type of kid he is.
Okay, if you're in the room, raise your hand. The next call will actually be from the online. Ryan from Register Guard, do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Hey, Mark, how's it going?
Hey,
I was
Ryan.
Just wondering, with Scott going to Central Florida, who's going to call the plays? Will Scott be able to participate, or do you expect someone else to do that?
Yeah, so the question obviously is about Scott Frost and his role. Scott will not be involved in our game, which is unfortunate for him. But obviously he has a full plate in taking over at Central Florida, and he's a guy that has had a bunch of opportunities the last several years. I know Coach Patterson is going through a similar thing right now. But it's a testament to our guys, to our players, to our program that he has that opportunity. And because of that, it's unfortunate, again, for him that he wants to participate but can't. But basically, we do everything collaboratively anyway from an offensive standpoint. Myself, Matt Lubick, Steve Greatwood, I'm going to forget somebody here, Gary Campbell, NS Texas native, and Tom Osborne put together the game plans collaboratively, and it'll either be me or Matt Lubick. Coach Patterson actually volunteered, which I thought was nice, but we didn't accept his
offer. Now, they call it too fast. I'm not smart enough.
Question in the front.
Mark, I wonder if you could talk specifically about the challenge that TCU will be given, and also what you've seen in Gary's teams over the years that kind of gives you pause as far as what you'll really be challenged by.
Tough, hard, physical, fundamentally sound, really good football players in every phase. I think is a hallmark of any great football team is, how hard they play, and then, special teams, those guys are, they're very well coached. And again, I think that going back for every single team that Coach Patterson has had, you can say that, sometimes there's some ups and downs and some this position or that position, but they play hard and they play for four quarters. And so that makes you sit up on the edge of your seat and offensively have been phenomenal this year. Trevon Boykin, I think it's important for him to take a couple more weeks off and really get ready for next year, maybe, get him ready for spring ball. I think it's vital.
I have my list too, by the way.
Yeah. But tremendous challenge, huge challenge.
Question on Matt from 24/7 Sports. Do you have a question?
Yeah, hi, Mark. How's it going?
Hey, Matt.
I was curious just where guys like Chris and the other guys are banged up. Are they fully healthy going into this game?
Who was it?
Health of your team?
24/7
Sports.
Can anyone understand that? I think again, I'm going to just make up an answer here.
That Christy's saying is health.
Nobody's healthy, you know, at this point in the season. There's a couple guys that we had out of our last game that might be able to get back, but unfortunately, our injuries were a little bit longer term than some. But we'll show up and play like heck.
Mark, specifically about your secondary and the challenge that they'll be facing against TCU, I know it's been banged up. Will Nelson be ready to go in this game? And he was the guy that you trained, you switched over to defense. Just talk about that switch he made over the course of the season.
Yeah, we went through, you said growing pains is a fair statement. We had four senior starters last year, and obviously that changed at the beginning of this year. And through the course of the season, those guys matured, played better, played smarter, which was, you know, 90% of it a lot of time. And Charles Nelson stepping back in there learning the position on the fly. He's a guy that is dynamic. He would be, he's kind of like the kid that, you know, races in every swim meet, you know, every event at the swim meet, then goes to the track and goes, you know, does every event at the track and wins everything. But that's how he kind of wants to do football, and that's a little bit harder. But he is a phenomenal football player, is physical, and then still has the ability to play in spurts on offense. It was his idea. You know, we in the off season we had approached him. One of his best attributes is covering kickoffs, and doing that, you know, lends itself to being a good defender, a good secondary player. And we discussed that in the off season, and he wanted to play offense. And then during the course of the season, he kind of, you know, said, "Hey, I need to, you know, help the squad out a little bit." And he came to us, and we made that determination.
Dex. Coach Patterson, your team's desire here, you get so close to getting into, you know, in that position, maybe to get into the national championship in that playoff. What's the level of desire for your team right now as you get ready for the Alamo Bowl?
Well, you know, like I said from the very first when this was announced, I thought we are playing a playoff team. I think Oregon's playing at a very high level. I felt the same way last year against Ole Miss when we played in the Peach Bowl. And, you know, it's one more chance for our seniors. It's a resume game. You know, everybody talks about Oregon skill players, but I think one of the biggest attributes they have, their offensive line is very, very good, very physical. You watch them throwing people around, throwing them down, doing things. You know, it all goes hand in hand. But, you know, I think for our kids, it's a resume game. I thought last year's game, playing in a bowl game late where everybody gets a chance to watch, really is a springboard one way or the other. And I think playing somebody of this level that really was a team that had an opportunity – beat both the two teams that played in the Pac-10, Pac-12, whatever we call all of our conferences anymore. Championship game, decisively, I think, speaks of where they came as a program and how they were playing at the end of the year. So, you know, having been in this position for 15 years, you know, you can kind of give coach speak, but I think one of the things you have to do is you just, you know, if you know me any, it's you got to be honest. You got to tell your kids what they're going into, who they're going to play, and the kind of team that they're going to be a part of in a ball game. And I think, you know, if they're not fired up, then they're watching the wrong film. But everything that I've gotten from the time we found out who the ball game was our kids were way excited. And, you know, we got a lot of young players, so this will be their first one playing in this kind of a ball game. You'll have 30 guys that were red shirts or true freshmen that grew up, and so to play against this level of competition, I think it has to be very exciting and really let us know what we have to do in the off season, win or lose, to keep getting better so we can, you know, we can jump back and have a chance to win a conference title and get back into one of those four-team playoff games. So you got to get ready to go.
Okay, if you're on the call, star one is getting the cue for questions on Coach Helfrich from Alamo Bowl, hashtag Alamo Bowl. We have a question about Vernon Adams. Considering you've had such a short time with him, can you tell all he's accomplished since he's been on campus?
Well, the biggest thing is he just showed up and went to work. It was very unfortunate that the timing was kind of self-inflicted, not his fault, but self-inflicted of when he arrived for fall camp. Later than ideal, and he just went to work. And then I think that probably the thing that said the most about him is then after he's hurt is he stayed in it. You know, a lot of guys get to that point, whether it's a senior or a guy that's coming out and they get nicked and dinged, they kind of shut it down, and he did the exact opposite. He went back to work. He was you know, mimicking the action on every single practice play when he was nicked and dinged. A lot of times that doesn't happen, and so I think just his work ethic won everybody over, and has gradually improved within the offense, and does some special things outside of the offense that are make him unique.
Well, there's a good follow-up for you, Coach Patterson, on hashtag Alamo Bowl. With 3 weeks to prepare, Coach, I believe you can shut down any team. That's true this bowl game as well, right?
Oh, I don't know about shut down. I think what you try to do, you're more prepared and you're healthier. I think one of the things we've always had a chance to do is to get ourselves back, and the way we've always prepared, I think, has allowed us to be. I think one of the things coaches like is you by the end of the season, your team's broke down, and it gives you an opportunity to get back in the weight room, get back out running, so you're rested, you're stronger again, and your kids have an opportunity to really give yourself the best chance to play, because you do prepare, and especially with the young football team, and you're playing, we're talking about a team that has a quarterback like they do that extends plays. And so you need more time to be able to understand how do you try to corral somebody like that. But, as they do on their team at Oregon, one of the best defenses is your offense. And for us, getting Trayvon back healthy, being able to run the offense and do some things, just, we kind of sputtered when he struggled. And I think the same thing happened to Oregon. When, you lose that trigger guy, it makes it very difficult to when everything revolves around them, to be able to do the things you need to do. When they get healthy, then they play. And so, for him, one last time, a guy that, was a guy that was a Heisman contender, to get him a chance to build his resume and show the kind of player that he is on a great stage, in a great ball game against a great team, I think is perfect. And so I think he's very excited about this opportunity.
Thank you. A question on the call, AJ from Rivals.
This is a same question for both coaches, but I'll start with Coach Patterson. Coach, how much of your offense will be what you've run all year long going into this game, and how much of your offense will be new for the game?
Obviously everybody has a couple wrinkles, but I think, one of the key things is to be able to execute at a high level, and so I think you'll see what we do. I think that's one of the keys to this offense is try to execute at a high level and for your kids to play fast, especially against a team like Oregon. That plays fast also, so you got to be able to play fast. But, obviously you always have a few wrinkles that you try to do where your kids have fun with it and do all of it, and I'm sure that Oregon will have the same.
The same question for you, Coach Alford.
Yeah, I think Coach said it very well. Your conditioning, your timing are things that you're trying to get back. I think at this point they're tired, going through the gauntlet, the pressure of kind of you can't lose type of moments. And Coach had them, had them rolling, had some guys dinged up. There's that mental, just they need some time away. They need, believe it or not, they need some time away from us and be a little as normal as possible for a little bit while still preparing for finals and all the things that go on in their lives. And then you have to crank it back up and be great at special teams and cover well and throw and catch and do all those things to keep your rhythm and your timing so you can try to execute against a team like TCU.
Coach, we had a hashtag Alamo Bowl about you have a lot of respect for the Spurs they've seen. What is it that you do respect and admire about the Spurs organization?
Culture, Coach Popovich. I think we've stolen a lot of how they do things, how they establish, maintain, and then ascend as a culture, and then as a Blazer fan with LaMarcus Aldridge coming down here, that hurt, by the way, just following his courting, and most NBA teams is all about money and I and what they could do for that person, and the Spurs kind of appear to do it kind of how we try to do it. It's has nothing to do with the individual. It's all about us and how can you be a part of something great? How can you, blend in and then again elevate a culture by showing up? And so we, have had nowhere near any percentage of success that they have, but we're trying like heck.
Question in the front.
Mark, I wonder if you can speak about the resiliency of your team this year. You guys started off 3-3, and you're 1-6 straight, and appear to be very hot right now.
Well, I think this says a lot about our players and a lot about our assistant coaches of keeping guys focused. There are so many gurus and voices and at whoever.coms that have all the answers, and to come in every single day and look at the film, good or bad, and own it. And then fix the bad stuff, continue to do the good stuff, and stay focused on just that process. And so I think it just, again, says a ton about their character and the assistant coaches that kept them pointed in the right direction.
Derek, do you want to close?
Just really on behalf of the Valero Alamo Bowl, congratulations, guys. Great seasons. You know, really proud to have you guys here. And I don't know about the rest of the group here, but talk about fired up. We're fired up to have this game. You know, so you know, we really put the helmets and pads on ourselves. So the response has been great from the public, obviously. But one team's moved their allotment. The other one's about to. So we're in great shape, that perspective. And if you haven't purchased your tickets now, you better get on it because they're going fast.